I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. My name is Brad Brown. It's great to have you with us once again. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up on today's show, we're joined by Lindsay Parry. It is post-Comrades, and we've been celebrating a lot of successes here in the Coach Parry online community, and I'm going to share another success story at the back end of this podcast as well. But I know there's a large percentage of the Comrades field that don't get to achieve their goals every year, and I thought it was important to chat to someone who didn't have the best of runs, things didn't go according to plan, and sort of look back and see why, so that we can put a plan together going forward to make sure that he does get his medal next year. And we are joined by a member of the Coach Parry online community on today's podcast to chat a little bit about his failed attempt at Comrades in 2019, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Michael Ducamo onto today's podcast. Welcome on to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. My name is Brad. We've got our coach, Lindsay Parry, with us once again. Lindsay, how's it? Nice to touch base on the podcast once again.
Yeah, always good, and especially cool to chat to runners and help them along. And in this case, hopefully get Michael across the finish line at Comrades 2020 next year.
Absolutely, and I think that's a great segue into our guest today, who's a member of our online community, Michael Ducamo. Michael, welcome onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brad. Good to be here.
Michael, you're based in Pretoria. Tell us a little bit about life in Pretoria outside of running. What do you do? Tell us a little bit about what you get up to.
Computer geek here. So sitting on my tush all day. And that's how it was most of my life. And then I started picking up with running, and that's where I've been the last few years, running slowly but surely, increasing the pace and the mileage.
How did you get into running? What was the catalyst?
It was a friend, actually. A friend challenged me, rather. And I said, anyone could do it. And unfortunately, that's also where my first mistake was. I literally just went from couch to 10K. And got my first injury that way.
lessons we learn. How long have you been running? When was that?
I'm not good with time things, but probably about 6 years ago or so.
Okay. Have you been, other than that odd injury, have you been pretty consistent over those 6 years, or has it been stop-stop?
I ran initially for about a year. Unfortunately, I ran through the injury, once again, lesson learned. And then I just took some time off to fix the injury. And then I got back, and I've been consistent ever since.
All right, cool. Lindsay, let me bring you in here. We send out a sort of questionnaire just to get some running background and history of for these calls. Your initial thoughts on what Michael sent through to you?
Yeah, so, I mean, very, very decent level of running that you've achieved, Michael. So, if the Comrades finishes and medals were dished out at the start, you would have got one. I'm interested then to hear a little bit about your race day experience. You said in your questionnaire that you followed the finishes program pretty well, except for a bit of the last week. I think I remember in the forum something about illness, or I can't remember that detail too clearly, but I do remember in the forum not being concerned that you wouldn't finish. So I'm interested to hear a little bit about exactly what the detail of was when you fell sick or slight niggle. I can't remember the exact.
Right, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
So leading up, it was because I did the Two Oceans ultra marathon, I think.
Yeah.
And I think I just did a bit too much too quickly there or something. And what I picked up was about 2 weeks from Comrades, where we're already tapering, I started getting a bit of a niggle on my lower calf muscle. I believe you call it the soleus calf muscle.
Okay.
And that was on both legs. And I remember the one day I was supposed to do 3 hours of running, and I only ended up doing a 10K because of that that niggle. And from there, I started tapering much more than what the plan said. I literally rested entirely the last week.
Yeah, and yeah. When you lined up on race day, were you at least able to start the run fairly pain-free?
Pain-free, 100%. After a few Ks, instead of it being on both legs, I did feel it a bit on the right leg, but nothing to worry about. Okay. It didn't bother me too much. Yeah, so it wasn't because of that.
Okay, so out on the road then, because I mean, I went and had a look on the Comrades app. So out on the road, I mean, you were pretty good until halfway, but then that section to Camperdown, you really struggled, and then I assume from there you just couldn't. I mean, you didn't make it to Umlaas Road, or got cut off at Umlaas Road. So was it just like a general slowing down? You know, what were you experiencing on the road that left you falling off?
I felt I didn't have the strength. Even on the flats, I was trying to run because I know I have to run on the flats, and I just couldn't really push myself to do it. I was running, but it's something at 8 minutes, 8 to 9 minutes a K, and that was me pushing to you know,
okay,
get that pace. Okay. I don't know if maybe it was because of nutrition as well. I did post some updates today and over the weekend. It's something I didn't religiously do as I've done in other races, is my nutrition. I did change that slightly, but I still feel I was getting enough.
Yeah, so look, looking through your stats, and you followed the finishers program, which that in itself should not have handicapped you. In fact, it should, because although you've now been running for 5 years, it should have actually been a good thing, because you were being a little bit more conservative than you perhaps needed to be, which should also have, in theory, prevented the injuries that you did experience. So, yeah, I mean, your one question you had for us was, is your goal realistic to run a sub-11 Comrades? And look, it absolutely is. I mean, your shorter distances, your 5 and your 10 and your 21, all of those point to a sub-4:30. Now, there is a sliding trend from your 5 to your 10 to your 21. And just so people listening can get a picture of what I'm saying, is that your 5K PB predicts that you should be able to, which is 25 minutes and 40-odd seconds, says that you should be able to run 10Ks in 53 minutes, and you run it in 56. And it predicts that you should be able to run your 21K in 150 something high, but you ran it at 206. And your marathon you should be capable of is about 411, but you ran it at 444. So there's absolutely this trend that kind of slides away as you go longer. But even taking that into account, and even that you have been running at the shorter distances for a little bit of time, I certainly believe that you're capable of a sub 25, 5K. And if we get you on the right balance between running your runs easy enough and doing enough volume, then you should be able to translate that sub 25 into pretty close to a 4 hour. You know, and a 4 hour marathon points to 10 and a half hour Comrades. So your goal is a realistic one. As you've experienced this year, though, unfortunately, you know, we don't get the medal before we start. And I would definitely follow the 11. Although I mean, that will come later. What I would do if I was in your shoes now is make sure, obviously, that I am fully recovered from Comrades. And, you know, even though you only got cut to, you basically made it to Umlos Road, so you essentially ran like 66 of the 86K. So there is still going to be some damage there, particularly as you've described, you've had to push yourself really hard just to get yourself from the 50K mark to that 66K mark. So you do need to recover from that. And then I would set my sights on getting faster over the short stuff. But bearing in mind that my weakness or your weakness is not actually the short stuff, it's the longest stuff. So therefore, although I believe you can go under 25 minutes for 5Ks, I wouldn't make that my goal. I'd work on half marathon time. And there's enough time in this year for you to essentially have two cracks at a half marathon and to really get your half marathon time down to like a low 150, somewhere in that region. And then early next year to get your marathon time close to four, even sub four, if it's doable. And that then gives you absolute freedom to focus between the middle of February all the way up to race day on only focusing on Comrades. So you'd build up from the middle of February into March, which the Comrades program would do. So essentially, in a nutshell, if I was advising you what to do, it would be to work on 21K for two events this year, then to climb onto a marathon program up to your qualifier. And I'd say I'd probably aim for Johnson Crane at the end of January. And then take a little breather, let your body recover from that, and then jump onto the sub 11, or maybe we do get sub 10, sub 4 hour marathon, in which case I'd then say we go into the sub 10 program. But either the sub 10 or the sub 11 program, and we target a between 10:30 and an 11 hour finish. And obviously that can adjust as the program is as successful as we would like it to be, or not quite. But that's kind of where I'd go towards. And then in terms of that kind of feeling of not having any strength, I would definitely look at putting in one of our beginner strength and conditioning programs now, but probably intermediate going forward. And then, you know, start working on nutrition again. And then on race day, look, on race day, you probably do need slightly less than you normally take, but you obviously need it for a much long period of time. And because of that fact, I generally try to feel exactly the same as I would in shorter races, knowing that after four and a half hours, I'm probably going to struggle to get in the nutrition that I need. So you're essentially building yourself up a little bit of a buffer so that over the next 4 hours you can be quite sporadic. And then, of course, when your body starts to demand, hey, I want some more, it's easier to then pick it up with some slightly different things. So, yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of talking on this one, but
no, it's funny you mentioned the PBs, because I only sent you the recent PBs. If I go as far back as 2 years, I have actually managed a sub 25 for 5K and a 53 for a 10K. Okay. So it does actually quite line up with that.
No, you're selling yourself short here, Michael. We've had guys that have sent us PBs from high school, like 30 years ago.
No, then absolutely. Then what we've got to do is get that 21K time in line with your ability. And we've got time for that. Look, you could do a one half and then a marathon this year. But my gut feeling is that in terms of keeping your mind fresh and your body fresh for next year, I would really try and get that 21K down in line with or better than it's predicted at the moment with your 5 and 10s, and then crack a marathon next year, recover, focus on Comrades.
100%. Okay. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, Michael, if I can just throw my 2 cents worth in there as well, and I feel for you, mate, because I had exactly the same experience in my first comrades, missed a cutoff with about 20 to go. And it's you almost just living and breathing that for the next year because you want to go back and you want redemption. And Lindsay makes such an important point is sort of keeping your mind fresh, because if your focus from now until comrades next year is just going back and running comrades, by the time you hit the peak training in sort of April and or March and April, you're going to be so sick of comrades. You're going to be so tired. You want it just to be over. So, yeah, I mean, if I can sort of just echo what Lindsay says, I focus on getting slightly fast on the shorter distances now and worry about comrades next year. It'll take care of itself if you can hit those goals this year.
No, I'll do that, definitely.
Cool. Any other questions? I mean, how's the body feeling post comrades? Are you still sore? Are you feeling good?
It's okay, but it does feel a bit fatigued. Find myself sleeping more and just waking up generally a bit more tired than I know I should be. But otherwise, no pain, no niggles, nothing. I'm all right. Yeah, it's all good.
Cool. And look, I'll definitely give it at least one more week. And then you can think about slowly getting back into it, and 3 weeks before you download the 21K program. And look, there are some good options to race coming up, particularly in Pretoria. And of course, there are some tens like the Spirit of Flight on the SWAT Corps military base. So there's a couple of tens that you can do as part of that 21K build up to a race. But there's some good flat-ish, nothing's flat in Gauteng, but there's some flat-ish options that come up in the second half of the year.
All right. Yeah. Great. Cool. So you think I should then take a 10K training plan from the site and work from there in about a week's time?
So I'd work on a 21K program, but just knowing that there are some 10Ks that you can chuck into, say halfway through the program, just to kind of gauge how you're going. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. 100%.
Cool. Cool. Michael, any other questions while we've got you? Or are you happy days?
No, not really. Nothing I haven't heard answered before in one of your webcasts. So I'm good. I'm good with that.
Cool. Well, Michael, I'm looking forward to following your progress to Comrades 2020 and beyond. I know the next year is going to be hard because you're always going to have that thing hanging above you, and you need to go and finish that off. But yeah, I've got no doubt that if you stay injury free and train consistently over the next 12 months, you will definitely come home with a Comrades medal next year. So yeah, we look forward to following your progress. Any questions, pop them in the forum. And just while we got you on, your experience of the Coach Perry Training Club and being on that platform and being in the forums?
It is great. I do like the community and especially the forum. It's been a great help to just be able to post a question, especially when you're doing the training plan. I remember Lindsay answered my one question regarding the ultra marathon, the Two Oceans ultra marathon that I did beforehand, and tweaking the training plan on the fly and all that was great help.
Awesome stuff. Well, Michael, we love having you in there. Best of luck. And yeah, if you need any help, you know where to come.
Great. Thanks a lot, Brad. Thanks, Lindsay.
And that's it for this edition of Run. Thank you very much to Michael. Thanks to the coach as well. Don't forget, too, if you do get value out of this podcast, I know we made a big change with the way that we sort of host and present this podcast probably about a year ago, and I wasn't 100% sure if we were doing the right thing, but I can tell you, after being at the Comrades Expo just a couple of weeks ago and at the Two Oceans Expo earlier on this year as well, the feedback has been amazing. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. If you do get value out of this podcast and you'd like to help us out, we would love it if you headed over to the podcast player that you listen to this podcast in, whether it be Apple Podcasts or if you listen in Stitcher or on Spotify, and just leave us a review and let us know what you think about the show. What that does is it just helps us get in front of more runners just like you, and it would be massively, massively appreciated. I mentioned at the top of today's show that we're going to be sharing another success story out of our online community. If you want to find out more about what we do in the online training club, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/join. You can get all the details there. And today's post in the Success Forum comes from Graco Lopez, and the subject was greetings from Brazil, sub-10-hour finally. He said, hi, Lindsay, Brad, and Marcus, and the rest of the Coach Parry team. What a great pleasure to meet you guys in person at the Expo. As promised, I'm here to let you know that I finally reached my personal target of a sub-10, crossing the finish line in 9 hours and 59 minutes. Graco, that is amazing. He says, thanks to your training program, I've reached the 9th of June with no injuries or pain, which gives me good confidence for the run. Another important thing was the run-walk strategy on the hills, where I ran strong and became a real fan of even poly shorts. Now, 1 week after the achievement, I feel my body's recovered already, which is proof of a well-conditioned body and mental preparations where your program was fundamental. Thanks again for making this achievement possible. Shoshaloza from Brazil, Graco Lopez. Graco, you are a legend, my man. And let me tell you, Graco is not the smallest of runners. He's a unit. He would be a forward in rugby terms. And to go under 10 hours is an amazing achievement on the up run. Graco, well done. We look forward to seeing how you go on the down run next year. Graco is a massive fan of Comrades, and he'll be back year after year after year. If you'd like to join that online community and share in the successes as well, there are a whole bunch more. I'm not going to be able to share them all on the podcast, but yeah, the feedback after Comrades was amazing. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/join. And just a heads up, if you're into cycling or triathlon, we've got some good news. We've got two sister podcasts that have been sort of put on the back burner for a while, but we are firing them up again because we've got quite a few cyclists and triathletes in our training club as well, and we want to showcase them and help them on the podcast too. So if you're into cycling, all you need to do is search for Ride with Coach Parry, and if you're into triathlon, just search for Try with Coach Parry in whatever podcast player you're listening to. Subscribe and don't miss a single episode of those as well. Until next time, from myself, Brad, the coach, and the rest of the team here at Coach Parry, it's cheers.